This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. We got a great show lined up for you today. I have a wonderful special guest in studio with me today, Dr. Adrian Clamp, and we are going to be discussing hormones and bioidentical hormone replacement. This is obviously a very popular topic. It's been very much popularized by Suzanne Summers. Last year, there was a lot of press about it when Oprah Winfrey had a big talk show that talked about bioidentical hormones. And I think there are a lot of questions and confusion possibly out there around the hormone issue. Bioidentical hormones is a specific name, but not everybody knows exactly what that means. How are they different from regular hormone therapy? Are they safer from the hormones that were studied and came out to have some possible negative effects in 2003? Who's a good candidate to use them? Are men a good candidate to use them? What kind of conditions are best treated with bioidentical hormones? So these are all topics that we're going to be discussing today. And again, we have a wonderful special guest in studio to be discussing it with us. I just want to make a quick mention and a reminder to everyone out there. If you're interested in listening to any of our previously recorded shows, you can log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section. You can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Also, if you have an iPod, iPad, iTunes, any type of MP3 player, you can go right to the iTunes store and type in the search box Essentials of Healthy Living, and you'll get a list of all of our previously recorded shows in wonderful podcastable format, which is great because you can load it right onto your portable MP3 player, listen to them in your car while you're going for a run, in any format that you like. So that really is a great resource. So I want to introduce my special guest, Dr. Adrian Clamp. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Today is your birthday, isn't it?
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to come be with us today. So Dr. Clamp, maybe you can just introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about your background, your training, where you're practicing, what you specialize in, just so people can get a feel for kind of who you are.
I'm a family practice physician by training. I attended the University of Kansas at Kansas City and did my residency in Wichita, Kansas, and that was back in the Middle Ages.
Oh, no. I'm sure it wasn't that long ago.
I became interested specifically in thyroid therapy when I became hypothyroid myself and found a very difficult to get adequate treatment myself, and from there kind of branched into bioidentical hormone therapy, because as you know, the endocrine system isn't a set of individual therapy or individual hormones. They all work together. So I kind of naturally pursued that, and that's a large part of my practice at present is thyroid and bioidentical hormone therapy. My practice is well-being, being well, in McLean, Virginia. And I practice with the lovely Kate Lemmerman. Mm-hmm. And we see a variety of patients from children on through adulthood. So family practice is kind of a womb to tomb practice. We don't do a lot of family practice anymore, but mostly work with people. Basically, they don't feel good.
Yeah, which is a lot of people. And a lot of people fall through the cracks. We talked about thyroid. We could have a whole show just on thyroid, which, in fact, we have done before. It was a couple years ago. If people have thyroid issues, you can go onto the Village Green website. If you just type in the search bar thyroid disorders or thyroid, you should get that show that we did and listen to that one. Dr. Clamp and I covered a lot of really great information. And there are certainly a lot of people out there that have, you know, and you see this every day, Dr. Clamp, like I do, they have normal test results. There's nothing officially wrong with them. They don't have a clear diagnosis, but they don't feel well. And in the topic we're going to talk about today with bioidentical hormones, they may be dealing with a lot of, particularly we're going to discuss perimenopause, female health issues. They may be suffering from a lot of perimenopausal problems. Their doctors may not really be wanting to prescribe hormones. There's a lot of fear around prescribing hormones, correct?
A great deal of fear.
Yeah. And maybe you can explain what sparked or ignited that fear.
Well, the women's study that came out in the early 2000s seemed to suggest that estrogen, progesterone specifically, were unsafe and caused more breast cancer mm-hmm. and more heart disease. And I think it's important to realize that the hormones that were studied in that study were largely oral, non-bioidentical estrogen, and not progesterone, but a chemically altered progesterone in the category called progestin. Mm-hmm. A product called Provera was largely responsible for most of the excess breast cancer and probably the excess heart disease
yep.
in that study.
So let's talk for a second about, we say they weren't bioidentical, so maybe you can clarify what were the hormones that were used in the study, and how are they different from bioidentical hormones?
The ones that were used in the study were conjugated horse estrogen, Provera. Conjugated horse estrogen was what was available, and that was given orally primarily. That was Premarin. And oral estrogen is a problem because it has to be processed by the liver, and so you get more problems with blood clots and other problems with the health. It's much more natural and beneficial to give those in a transdermal or through the skin preparation. The other hormone that was used is Provera, which is medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is not progesterone.
No.
Progesterone with a bunch of extra groups added onto it. And it seems to be the component of that combination that was responsible for extra breast cancer, extra mm-hmm. heart disease. When you looked at the arm of women that was in the study that were estrogen only, they did not seem to have excessive breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so in using bioidentical hormones, we're talking about hormones that are identical to what your body produces. And so in the case of women, we use largely estradiol and estratriol. Some practitioners still use estrone, but it really isn't necessary because most of us have some extra body fat produced a fair amount of estrone on our own, and it's probably not necessary anymore to mm-hmm. use that. It's not commonly used, but sometimes used. And the bioidentical progesterone actually primarily is made from Mexican yams, mm-hmm. although it can be made from soybeans and other things. That doesn't mean that it's not bioidentical, because these plant sources actually make a compound that's identical to human progesterone, and it's easier to extract them from those biological plant sources than it is to actually synthesize them in the laboratory.
Right. And so let's talk for a second. I just want people to understand why would we even have synthetic hormones? I mean, where did this all come from, the differences? And I think it's important to know. I don't know if you're comfortable speaking to it, but it really has to do with
sure.
the drug companies, right? So, I mean, women were going through menopausal issues. We identified that they needed some hormones in order to feel better, but you can't patent a natural ingredient. So
That's right.
So estrogen, the same way it exists in the body, you can't put a patent on that. So the drug companies decided to create a synthetic variation of estrogen so that it could be patented. And they did a very good job for many, many years going around convincing physicians or telling physicians that this was the way you needed to treat hormone-related problems, perimenopause and menopause. Mm-hmm. And so Premarin was used very widely, marketed very successfully, and that's all physicians use. Same with the Provera.
And without ever measuring levels.
Right.
And without ever measuring metabolism pathways to know,
right,
is this safe or not. You
right.
basically, and I was trained that way, you give enough of the hormone to control the symptoms and then gradually over time withdraw it as the woman ages. But we all are biochemically different in our liver pathways. We're all biochemically unique. And so every woman needs to be evaluated individually. The reason that we use two estrogens instead of one is one of those two estrogens, estradiol, which is most prominent during pregnancy and not made. It's very short-lived, and we don't make a lot of it. But it seems to be especially useful for the vaginal symptoms that women get postmenopausally. And it's pretty breast protective and pretty safe. So when we use a combination of estradiol and estradiol, the predominant amount in what I use is the estradiol.
Mm-hmm.
And then a smaller amount of the estradiol, which is the stronger estrogen. But again, bioidentical means identical to what the body makes. And it's interesting, one of the drug companies that makes oral estrogens has really gone after the industry in the United States to compound bioidentical hormones while marketing that in England and the European countries. So it really is a matter of economics, at least in this country, which is too bad because
yeah.
we're really talking about health.
Exactly. And it just doesn't make logical sense when bioidentical options are available to use something synthetic. The synthetic options, we don't know how the body metabolizes them. We don't know what they do. And as the data showed us in 2003, some of these synthetic hormone analogs are potentially very dangerous and can cause problems. So that is the difference between regular hormones and bioidentical hormones. I hope that clarifies things for some people. Of course, in my mind, in Dr. Clamp's mind, in most of the people out there who are listening, wouldn't it make perfect sense to use and supplement your body with the same hormones it's always been making all of your life rather than to use something that it's never seen before? And that's a difference between bioidentical hormone replacement and regular hormone replacement. The other issue, which we'll talk about after this break, is that bioidentical hormone replacement is done in a way that allows, if it's done correctly with a practitioner that really knows what they're doing, it allows for that practitioner to take into account the individual needs of every person. Each prescription for bioidentical hormones can be different and custom fit to what that woman needs, to her risk factors, to her body, to everything that makes it as safe as hormone therapy possibly can be, versus other hormone interventions are often one size fits all, meaning everybody gets the same prescription no matter what is going on with their body. And that's another beautiful thing about using bioidentical hormone replacement when it's applied by somebody who really knows what they're doing, like Dr. Clamp. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Home. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit JARROW.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I have my wonderful co-host in studio with me today, Dr. Adrian Clamp, and we are talking about bioidentical hormone replacement. Before we get back on track with our topic, I want to talk about the big spring sale going on at the Village Green Apothecary. It started March 25th and will run through April 16th. You can save 30% on Pathway Nutrition products and save 25% on other top brands such as Metagenics, Zymogen, Nordic Naturals, Thorn, Megafood, Enzymatic Therapies, Jarro, Garden of Life, and Boreon homeopathic products. So I'd like to get back on track with our bioidentical hormone discussion. In the last segment, Dr. Clamp and I were finishing up talking about some of the differences between bioidentical and synthetic hormones. We talked about the differences of estrogen and a little bit about progesterone. And before we move forward, I want to talk about the progesterone issue a little bit more because I think this is so interesting. When you read sometimes scientific studies, they'll reference progesterone as progestins, and they don't make a differentiation between bioidentical progesterone and synthetic progestins. And it's so interesting to me how the scientific community oftentimes just basically considers them to be equivalent, whereas we know they have very different effects on the body. You had mentioned, Dr. Clamp, about progestins that were used as synthetic analogs that were used in the Women's Health Initiative as being some of the ingredients that were very likely tied to the major negative health outcomes. So I think it's very important when understanding about progesterone therapy, because we're going to talk about that later on in the show, to make sure we differentiate between the synthetic ones and the bioidentical ones, because they have very, very different effects on the body. So when we're talking about bioidentical hormones, Dr. Clamp, who are good candidates for bioidenticals? What's a good, you know, who might benefit from using them?
Well, it depends on age, primarily. One of the uses in premenopausal women that I see a lot of are people with PMS, which progesterone is the hormone that's made in the second part of the menstrual cycle after ovulation and before the menses. Its purpose is to prepare the endometrium for the implantation of an embryo. The menses results from the falling of the progesterone and estrogen levels if no embryo is implanted. Mm-hmm. But often in contemporary society, we're exposed to so many estrogen-like substances, and since we're larger body sized in general, we have more estrogen around in general. There's an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone. Not enough progesterone, too much estrogen. We call that estrogen dominance. those women tend to be grumpy prior to their menstrual periods, or emotional, have breast tenderness, have heavy, crampy menstrual cycles. We can help that with natural progesterone. Then as women approach the age of menopause, which is the average age of menopause in this country is about 52 to 53 years old, progesterone levels fall during that period of time. Also, women can get signs of estrogen dominance during that time as well, and they benefit from progesterone during that time as well. When menopause happens and in the perimenopause, when we're producing less hormones in primarily the ovaries, women get hot flashes, they get emotional, they get sleep disorders, they get mm-hmm. vaginal dryness, they get all sorts of hormonally related and maybe cyclical and related to their persistent periods, hormonal imbalances. And so we can deal with those problems as well. Many OBGYNs these days put people on birth control pills through the menopause, which I think can be dangerous because there are these, number one, in birth control pills, these are not bioidentical. Mm-hmm. They are chemically altered, primarily the progestin. A lot of them do have estradiol, which is bioidentical, but the progest, and a lot of them don't have identical estrogens. But they don't have bioidentical progesterone. So there are many health problems that arise from the use of birth control pills. Among others, the C-reactive protein goes up. There's more inflammation in the body. That's not a good situation. And I mentioned already that they can have more blood clots and mm-hmm. things like that happen. So I think the saner thing to do is to supplement the body to where its hormone levels are ideal. And that's important, an important concept. Normal is not optimal in many cases. So when you're looking at a lab test, the normal range, the way it's established is you take a certain number of people for any one lab in a population that you determine by decree to be normal. Mm-hmm. They may not be. And say all the people in all of those values are the normal values. And that might not be the case. For instance, myself, I feel much better on my thyroid when my T3 is up close to the high end of the normal range. Another person may feel fine with it in the low end, and those are biological differences. So that's a little sideline. The other thing that I think is we're seeing a lot of is osteoporosis and at an earlier and earlier ages. And so optimizing estrogen in a woman, progesterone, testosterone will help with bone density. Mm-hmm. In men go through andropause in the same way that women go through menopause. And those men may go through changes psychologically, physically, sexually, that can be helped for them in optimizing their testosterone levels. So those are the major people that I see.
Mm-hmm. And those are all really good points. We could probably spend a show on each condition: PMS, perimenopause, menopause, andropause, and osteoporosis. I think you touched on some really important issues. For example, OBGYNs that prescribe birth control pills for women going through their menopausal time. You know, to me, it's a little bit of a concern because we know there is a slight, it's not huge, but there is a slight increased risk of breast cancer when you're taking oral birth control pills. You also, as a woman is going through her perimenopausal years, that is the time in her life where her risk factor for breast cancer is its highest. So you really want to try and minimize risk for hormone-related cancers, and it would make much more sense to use what we would consider to be possibly a safer hormone combination like you might get from bioidenticals. I also, you know, want to touch on the aspect of using the right balance of estrogen and progesterone. So let's talk about that for a quick minute. There are women who have maybe before they went through menopause, they were diagnosed with a uterine fibroid or had an issue, and they maybe had their uterus removed. And they go to get on some hormones, and the doctor suggests that the only thing they need to get through their menopausal symptoms is estrogen, and that they don't need progesterone. That's the common thought process going on with classic OBGYN approach to women's health, that if a woman doesn't have a uterus, she does not need progesterone supplementation at all, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I just want, and the reason why this has come to be is because we know that if a woman has a uterus and you give her only estrogen as a hormone therapy, she has an increased risk of developing uterine cancer because the estrogen creates a proliferation of the uterine tissue. And the progesterone counteracts that proliferation and keeps it in check. Now, I sort of beg to differ when it comes to this, and I think you would as well.
I agree.
Yeah. We know that to define something as a hormone, like estrogen or progesterone, there are a few criteria that a hormone has to meet in order to be defined as a hormone. And one of those criteria is that there has to be receptors on every cell in the body for that substance. So we know that both estrogen and progesterone, defined as hormones, we know that there are receptors on every cell in our body for each one of those hormones. So to me, it makes sense that if you're going to use estrogen, our body has naturally created progesterone as almost a balance point for estrogen, sort of a check and balance. Those
That's
two
correct.
Hormones have somewhat opposite effects. Estrogen, we know, is known to be more stimulatory. It's surges at the beginning part of a woman's monthly cycle to cause uterine proliferation after the uterus has shed to build up the uterine wall. After ovulation, progesterone becomes dominant, and progesterone sort of stops proliferation and maintains the uterine lining, readying it for the implantation of the embryo. So it almost sort of stops the proliferation effects. So why would we want to only give unopposed estrogen? In my opinion, it makes a lot more sense to use these hormones in balance. And I think it's important for women to understand, even if they're getting a bioidentical alternative, they may go to their doctor. And a lot of drug companies now have come out with bioidentical hormone replacement that is for the mass scale. Their patches, their pills, and they contain bioidentical estrogen, but they don't contain any progesterone, and they're usually not administered in a holistic way like Dr. Clamp administers hormones, where it's taken into consideration the woman's individual needs, her individual dosing requirements, and balancing the right balance of all the different hormones. So is that a fair assessment, Dr. Clamp?
I think that's correct, and we need to consider that there are other estrogen sensitive tissues such as the breast and really the brain in women. That's the reason in PMS that you get irritable prior to your period, because the way I explain it to people is estrogen makes everything grow and swell, and if you get swelling in your brain, you're going to get irritable. That may be simplistic, but it demonstrates the point. Also, we're exposed as 21st century Americans to a great deal of estrogenic substances that are not estrogen. For instance, Dr. Passero and I are drinking water out of plastic bottles here to keep our throats from getting dry. But plastics contain a great deal of the plasticizer actually is an estrogenic substance. Plastics release estrogenic substances into water, into our foods. We should never be reheating foods in plastics. We buy our foods in plastics. There are pesticides around. There are pollutants around. There are all sorts of influences that we cannot avoid. So it begs the question, even if you're not on estrogen, should you maybe be on some progesterone to counteract those environmental effects? Personally, I'm of the opinion that the amount of breast cancer that we see, and 1 in 8 of us is going to get breast cancer at some time in our life. We can't really predict, except for those that are genetically determined, we can't predict who that's going to be. So the best that we can do is be safe. And maybe that means postmenopausally, after we stop producing it on our own, we should be on a small amount of progesterone. I offer that as a thought. I can't prove it, but it seems interesting connection. Also, bringing up again the effect of estrogens alone causing proliferation of not only the endometrium breast tissue, what other hormonally related neoplastic diseases might we have? I don't think we've done that research.
Yeah.
I don't think we've even thought to do that research yet. But it begs some questions and some discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talked about this a couple shows ago. We did a whole thing about estrogen metabolism, and a lot of the industrial chemicals we use in today's society are very stimulatory to estrogen receptors in our body. This isn't even to mention the amount of hormones people are exposed to through their drinking water. All of the women out there taking birth control pills, taking hormones, their body metabolizes it. A lot of it comes out in the urine. It goes down the toilet. It goes back into the city water supply. It gets cleaned up, and it gets recycled into your tap water.
And cleaned up means the bacteria
yes,
are filtered
cleaned up
out.
Means the bacteria.
Doesn't mean the that it filters the hormones.
Exactly. And we know there are significant amounts of drug residues in most of the major drinking water supplies of most cities. And a lot of those residues are hormone related. So our whole environment is overloaded with things that stimulate estrogen receptors in our body. And this goes for both women and men. This is not a problem that is isolated to women. The rates of prostate cancer and other hormone sensitive cancers in men have skyrocketed along with the rates of breast cancer. And some of these issues may be due to the influences that these, what they're called xenoestrogens, xeno meaning foreign estrogen influence on our body. We get them from plastics, as Dr. Klamp mentioned, pesticide residues. They're in our food. So the hormones that they use in, let's say, cows to increase dairy production, milk production in those animals, they are hormones. They are estrogen related hormones. They are very much related to the compound DES, which was the first synthetic estrogen ever produced that used to be given to women during pregnancy to prevent miscarriage. Once they realized it caused terrible vaginal cancer in the female offspring of women given DES, they banned its use in humans, but it took them another, I believe, almost 10 or 15 years to ban the use of DES in livestock production and in animals, even after they banned it in humans. So meaning people were still being exposed at some degree to levels of this dangerous chemical through their food supply. So, you know, go back and listen to my show about a few weeks ago that I had related to estrogens and estrogen metabolism to find out what you can do to safeguard yourself against the environmental estrogen aspects of things. There are things you can do with nutrition, with diet, with lifestyle, and we'll touch on a little bit of those things when we come back from this break. So this is Dr. Kevin Pucero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I have in studio with me my wonderful co-host for the day, Dr. Adrian Clamp. We are talking about bioidentical hormones. Just a couple quick things to mention for anybody who is a shopper at the Village Green. The big spring sale has been kicked off from March 25th to April 16th. Save 30% on Pathway Nutrition products and 25% on other top brands. Also want to make a quick mention, the whole topic of the show today is bioidentical hormones. Now, bioidentical hormone replacement done correctly is not something you can just go out and get from a pharmacy. You need a physician who knows what they're doing with bioidentical hormones. And most of the time, these type of hormone preparations are custom compounded by what's called a compounding pharmacy. Village Green has one of the best, most experienced compounding pharmacies in the entire state and arguably in the nation. They do a great job of creating these hormone preparations that are specifically designed for each woman based on a physician's careful assessment of that woman's needs. So if you're interested in bioidentical hormones, you don't know where to go to get them, of course, you can call Dr. Clamp at her practice in McLean, Virginia, which is Being Well, Well-Being, correct?
Well-being, being well.
And how do they get in touch with you, Dr. Clamp?
You could go, number one, to my website, which is dradrianclamp.com, and Adrian is A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E.
Okay.
Or our phone number is 703-635-2158.
If McLean is not a convenient place for you to be, you can always call the Village Green Compounding Pharmacy, and they have a list of physicians that are very experienced and very well-versed in prescribing bioidentical hormones. So it is a wonderful resource. Again, it is a very unique compounding pharmacy that can do these things properly. Now, in this segment, we're going to bring up some other issues, and I love this topic because this is where, for me, medicine really gets exciting, because this is about looking at people truly as a whole. We're talking about bioidentical hormones, and we've discussed perimenopausal women. You know, we're talking about hot flashes, sleep issues, vaginal dryness. We talked about andropause and men issues, but I want to bring into this conversation a larger picture, because in our current medical model, it is so typically done where if somebody has a hormonal issue, let's say hot flashes, they go to their gynecologist and their gynecologist does hormones. If they have a, let's say, thyroid issue on top of that, they go to an endocrinologist and the endocrinologist just looks at their thyroid. If they have a heart issue, they go to their cardiologist. If it's a GI issue, they go to the GI doctor, and everybody only looks at that specific system of the body. And it's very rare that people tend to look at the system globally, which to me is a real disservice, because we know the same physiology textbooks that we all studied in medical school, the same endocrinology textbooks we all studied in medical school, clearly teach us that these hormones in different systems of the body interact with each other very intimately. And it is important to seek out practitioners that understand and recognize that aspect of it, so that when you're getting your health assessed, somebody can look at the big picture and try and understand how these different systems integrate. So Dr. Clamp, I would like you to talk a little bit about the importance of how things like your sex hormones, we've been discussing estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, interact and have influence with, let's say, your thyroid system and thyroid hormone, because that's a major issue. So many women going through perimenopause or menopause, it's the first time in their life they get diagnosed with a thyroid issue. And also the adrenal system, which is a very, very important system for helping people to deal with stress. It's an extremely important system to help people have good energy levels, adequate metabolism, to feel good in general, and particularly these three systems, the sex hormones, the thyroid system, and the adrenal system. I talk to patients about they almost exist in a triangle. They affect each other, and if you unbalance one area of the triangle is going to tilt, and you're going to have imbalances in other areas. So maybe you can, that's the basic concept of it. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about some of the specific interactions or your take on that concept in general.
I use the three-legged stool. If one of your legs is short, you're going to fall off the stool.
Yep.
But for instance, the interaction between estrogen and thyroid hormone. Estrogen induces the production of a protein called thyroid binding globulin, which holds on to thyroid hormone and doesn't allow it to be free in the serum. So if you're on estrogen, you can become functionally hypothyroid even though your levels might be all right. And interestingly enough, most physicians don't test free hormone levels. They test the TSH alone, and that isn't really adequate. If you're on thyroid hormone and you're having signs of estrogen dominance or progesterone deficiency, you need to look at both of those systems together, and when you change one, you may need to change the other. Testosterone, on the other hand, which many women are on and probably should be on, reduces the concentration of that thyroid-binding globulin, so your thyroid is more effective when you're on testosterone. That's just an example of biochemically something that happens. We also know that estrogen antagonizes thyroid at the nuclear level of the cell, and so those both of those things need to be looked at together. And the kind of overarching one to me is the adrenal system, which is Dr. Passero mentioned, is responsible for helping us to deal with stress. And who doesn't have stress in our life? Most of us are up far later than we ought to be and get up far earlier than we ought to be. So we are not getting adequate sleep. We deal with not the ice age anymore, but the IRS. And I tell my patients, your adrenal gland can't tell the difference between the IRS and the ice age. Stress is stress. And so finally, dealing with all that stress can cause the adrenal gland to become fatigued and not able to produce enough of the hormones necessary for you to deal with stress. And then overwhelming fatigue, inability to temper stress and to deal appropriately, even emotionally, can happen. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the anxiety disorders we see are because people have worn out their ability to secrete enough cortisol to deal with long-term stress, and all they're left with is adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
So everything becomes an emergency to the adrenal system. So unless you look at all of those components in some sort of a balanced way, people don't feel good. And that's largely what my partner Kate and I do, is try to look at all of those parts in balance. And also nutritionally, we eat largely processed foods, which are low in minerals and high in calories. And we drink a lot of coffee and tea, and I'm equally guilty of that. Coffee, tea, cola, things like that, mm-hmm. that also give us this artificial stimulation that our adrenal gland is supposed to do for us, and they are an extra stress
mm-hmm.
on our adrenal gland. So is the amount of sugar that we eat, which produces dysbiosis and a lot of other things that we can talk about some other time. That's an additional stress on our system. And so we're living all the time as if the ice age was right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no wonder that our bodies start to shut down and go into hibernation, which is basically that fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless you look at all of those parts together, I don't think you get an adequate picture of how to treat overall.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And the adrenals are probably one of the most important
and at the same time most overlooked system of the body when it comes to looking at hormones. When you're, for a woman when she goes through menopause or a man when they go through andropause, about 70% of your existing hormone being produced after your ovaries or testes stop making your active sex hormone is produced by your adrenals. So if your adrenal system is very burned out or not doing well as you enter into this period of life where your sex hormones make less sex hormone, you're going to end up deficient. So the conversation about adrenals goes to me beyond just, it really ties into the aspect of hormone replacement because they are your body's source of natural hormone replacement as you go through this process of your sex hormones not making as much or your sex organs not making as much. So, you know, and I had some notes in the show that we were talking about that before the show that we haven't gotten to about what other things can people do to balance hormones besides bioidentical hormones. And one of the most important things is working on supporting the adrenals. They make DHEA, which is this precursor to estrogen and testosterone, which becomes a very significant source of our sex hormones. So chronic stress throughout your life, you know, rearing children, trying to succeed in your job, dealing with relationships.
Driving in D.C.
sitting in traffic in D.C., drinking too much coffee, not eating the right foods. You know, through your 20s, 30s, and 40s, this is the time of life where you push yourself. You push yourself with your family. You push yourself with your career. People are under the most amount of stress at those times in their life. And then they get into their 50s. They start maybe slowing down a little bit. Their body starts slowing down hormone-wise. If they burned out their adrenals, you're much more likely to manifest with all of these symptoms related to menopause and andropause. And it's never too late to fix this system. I am always shocked. I will see people that have been trashing their bodies for decades. And with the right kind of support and the right kind of nutrition, within weeks and within months, you can see dramatic changes in health. Our bodies are so incredibly resilient and have an ability to self-regulate and heal that we have no idea even what we can tap into. It is unbelievable. And so it is never too late to work on reversing the damage you've done to your body through stress by aligning yourself with a physician, a nutritionist, anybody who understands how to work with that type of system and how to correct it. So those are all really, really important topics. And I've had entire radio shows just on adrenal support and the adrenal glands. And I think it's important to go back and listen to those. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finishing up some really important topics that you must learn about before you decide to engage with bioidentical hormone replacement. So this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. For all of you Village Green shoppers, I just want to announce the big spring sale running from March 25th to April 16th, where you can save 30% off of Pathway Nutrition products and 25% off of other top brands. Today we've been talking about bioidentical hormone replacement, definitely a hot topic. We've covered a lot of great information, and of course I have with me today my wonderful special guest is Dr. Adrian Clamp, a medical doctor, been practicing medicine with a more integrative, holistic approach for a while. She has a practice in McLean, Virginia, that you can learn more about by going to her website, which is Dr. Clamp. I'll let you do the plug.
It's dradrianclamp.com. And Adrian is spelled A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E.
Great. So please look at that. The name of the practice is?
Well-being, being well.
Excellent. And she has a wonderful medical doctor colleague, and they do great work together. So it's a wonderful place to go for your healthcare needs. In this last segment, I want to talk about a couple interesting things related to bioidentical hormone replacement. And this is the issue of routes of administration. If you see a doctor who prescribes bioidenticals, they may give you several options about how to take the hormone. You can take it orally, just like a pill, like you take most other medicines. There are routes of administration related to sublingual drops, which basically means you put the medicine under your tongue and you're relying on the rich vasculature under the tongue so that the medicine gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. And then there is the other route of administration, which is called transdermal, which is that you rub on your skin and it absorbs through the skin directly into the bloodstream. Now, why in the world would we create all of these complicated different routes of administration, and which one is right for you? Well, the overall belief is that transdermal and sublingual, for some reasons and for some people, can be more beneficial than the regular oral administration. And the reason why is that when you take something orally, it goes into your GI system, gets broken down and absorbed through the GI, the portal system of blood vessels. And basically anything that gets absorbed through your GI system, the first place it goes is to the liver. It's like Monopoly. You can't collect your $200 until you pass go. Anything you take orally, the first place it goes is right to the liver, and the liver metabolizes things and breaks things down. This requires that oral doses of hormones be higher than their transdermal or sublingual counterparts because of this breakdown process. The other issue is that when the liver breaks down hormones, it breaks them down into several metabolites. And depending on certain dietary habits, lifestyle habits, genetic variability, people metabolize things in different ways. One woman may metabolize her estrogens in one way. Another woman may metabolize them in a different way. The metabolites of estrogens are what are believed to possibly be correlated with protective or damaging effects, meaning that one woman may metabolize estrogens and create metabolites that are harmful or more harmful to her body, versus another woman, for other reasons, may metabolize estrogens in a way that is beneficial or protective to her body. Using transdermal or sublingual modes of administration reduces some of those aspects of metabolism. Now, the hormones eventually will end up in the liver and end up getting metabolized. We don't totally
avoid that process by doing that. However, through the transdermal administration, you get a little bit less of the metabolites, and you also get a direct administration into the bloodstream so you can use less hormones. So, Dr. Clamp, how did I do?
You did great.
Okay. Elaborate on some of your opinions and your experience using different forms of administration and why you recommend the transdermal.
For estrogen and testosterone, I'm particularly worried about the negative effects of oral administration. Specifically, we tend to form more blood clots. We tend to be more pro-inflammatory. I'm not so worried about progesterone, which orally is fairly safe. I tend to use oral progesterone because it's sedative at nighttime. But I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about the load on the liver and also the toxic metabolites. And so what I do for patients pretty much exclusively is to use the transdermal or transmucosal route, for both estrogen and testosterone.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for elaborating that. And that is really important. If you go to get bioidentical hormone replacement, you can ask your doctor for a transdermal type of prescription. And a compounding department like the one at the Village Green Apothecary is happy to make that up for you. They're very easy to administer. They rub on very easily. There are a couple of things you have to be careful with, though, right? I mean, if you're a man using testosterone or a woman using testosterone and you're rubbing it on a certain place in your body, you do have to be careful for a little bit of time after rubbing it on to limit who you're contacting, meaning that you don't want to rub it on an area of your body and then hold your child really closely or be snuggling with your husband or even your pets, because some of that transdermal cream can actually rub off onto the person you're touching and have hormonal influence on them. So you need to be careful about where you put it and about who you're contacting afterwards. But those are usually very easy things to avoid as long as you know what you're doing and you've been directed on how to use them properly. So we have a couple minutes left, and I think this is a good topic to bring up. And again, we've had entire shows on this topic. But Dr. Clamp, can you share a little bit about vitamin D and why you thought it was important to bring up during the show about hormones?
Well, vitamin D is actually a hormone. We call it a vitamin, but it's a steroid hormone made in the skin upon exposure to UV light. And we are kind of universally deficient. We live far enough north in the northern hemisphere that none of us gets enough exposure to sunlight to maximize our vitamin D levels. And if we did, we'd want you to use a sunscreen because we're worried about cancer of the skin. So there have been a lot of questions recently about the use of vitamin D, and it's important to understand that those studies were about osteoporosis only. There
That's
are a
right.
lot of other very important benefits to vitamin D. It seems to be a very central player in the anti-inflammatory cycle in the body, the control of autoimmune disease, control of surveillance for cancer cells. There are a lot of other studies that say that optimizing your vitamin D levels, and that means in the upper end of the normal range, have a lot of beneficial health benefits. And I'd refer you to Dr. Passero's recent program about vitamin D.
Yeah, we had a great show probably about 2 months ago with Dr. Douglas Mackay, and it was all about vitamin and supplement regulation and this sort of dispelling this myth that supplements aren't regulated. But because he is an expert in the field of supplement and the industry itself, he was able to give a very good description about some of these recent guidelines that came out related to vitamin D and discussing, just as Dr. Clamp talked about, the fact that the new guidelines that came out, although it boosted what the recommended daily allowances were, it wasn't as much as a lot of us holistic physicians think was adequate. And the reason why is because it was just dealing with osteoporosis prevention and was not necessarily dealing with a lot of the other emerging research about vitamin D regarding reduction of cancer risk for certain types of cancer, immune regulation, immune support, autoimmune disease, and many other factors. So please defer to that show. So Dr. Clamp, it's time to wrap up. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. everybody who's been listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back in a few weeks for another great show. Don't forget to tune in next week when Dana Lake is on. So everybody, enjoy great health, and I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Naples.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. A number of diplomats and military leaders in Libya may be giving in. That's what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS's Face the Nation.
We have a lot of diplomats and military leaders in Libya who are flipping, changing sides, defecting because they see the handwriting on the wall.
Rebels appear to have taken control of the key Libyan oil town of Albrega. Now CNN's Arla Damon reports they may not be the only big gain for the opposition on Sunday.
We're now hearing that the opposition is in full control. They're telling us, we have not seen it yet for ourselves, but they're telling us that they are in full control of Ras Lanuf. These are most definitely significant developments for these fighters.
Reports are Muammar Gaddafi loyal fighters have pulled back in that